Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmar Kuf Lamed Daled 134. We're at the final song of the Shirei HaMalos, the songs of ascents. We feel good, we feel united with our fellow members of Klal Yisrael, and we enter the Beis HaMikdash. Or, if we're in times that there's no Beis HaMikdash, we're at this climax of feeling elevated and holy. We ended off last Tehillim 133 with Kisham Tziva Hashem es Habracha, for there in Sion, in the Beis HaMikdash, that is the source of bracha. And this final song is going to focus on that bracha that we have from the Beis HaMikdash, from Sion. Shir HaMa'alos, Song of Ascents. Hine barachu es Hashem kol avdei Hashem. Behold, bless Hashem, all the servants of Hashem. Specifically, ha'omdim beis Hashem balelos. Specifically, those who stand in the house of Hashem at nights. So it could be an announcement to the Kohanim who work at night also in the Beis HaMikdash, or it could be a message to all pious people, all Hasidim who are so dedicated to serving Hashem, that they do it even at night, even when it's very late at night, or as the Malbim says, even when times are challenging, so it's night figuratively. So while the first pasuk is describing all the servants of Hashem should bless Hashem, the second pasuk, Su'u yedechem kodesh, lift up your hands with holiness, uvarchu es Hashem, and bless Hashem, the Radak explains this is describing the specifically the Kohanim who lift up their hands towards the heavens as if in a tefillah, as if in a prayer asking Hashem for the ability to be the vessel to bless the nation, and then they bless us. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, Yivarecha Hashem mitzion, osei shamayim va'aretz. Hashem should bless you from Tzion, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And the Radak says this could be the bracha that the Kohanim bless us with. Hashem should bless you. Hashem created the heavens and the earth, and he can do anything to give you the blessing that you need. The Metzudas David brings down, and the Radak also in his second explanation says, if you bless Hashem, im tivarchu es Hashem, if you bless Hashem, as we said in Pasuk Aleph and Beis, Hu yivarech eschem mitzion. He will bless you from Tzion. Ki misham nishpa'im kol habrachos, because from there all the bracha is showered down and all the good, because that's the place of the hashras, hashchina, the place where Hashem's shchina rests. So in other words, if we bless Hashem, he will bless us in return, and he is the creator of heavens and earth. Hashem will do everything and anything to change that which he needs to in order to give us blessing. We love brachos. We love giving them. We love receiving them. So our process of ascension, of elevation, climaxes with giving and receiving bracha. How does that work? The Abarbanel defines or categorizes three types of bracha. Bracha we give to Hashem. There's also a bracha that we give to one another, and then there's a bracha that we receive from Hashem. So then he asks, how can this all be the same thing? Or why are we using the same word for three different categories? The bracha we give to Hashem is more like saying thank you. The bracha that we give to each other is like a tefillah, because we're not the source of blessing that we could actually bless, give blessing to another person, but rather we're asking Hashem to give blessing to that person. So it's a tefillah. And then the bracha we receive from Hashem is just Hashem pouring down good upon us, and he is the source of all the good. And so that certainly is different than us asking Hashem to give bracha to a friend, or us saying thank you for bracha. But let's explore the concept of bracha further, and we'll see that this is all one idea of bracha. And we'll see it so clearly in this song. Rabbi Hirsch defines the concept of bracha as the condition of unhindered positive development, or bracha is that which moves us forward. Look at the word bracha. Beis, resh, chaf, hey. It's got the same root as the word berech, beis, resh, chaf, which means a knee, K-N-E-E. And if you think about it, it's the knee joint that propels us to move forward. If you want to jump higher, you bend your knees first. If you want to run faster, you begin with bending your knees. If you want to dive further, you begin with bending your knees. Everything begins with, if you want to move further, you start off with bending your knees. And in fact, when we say baruch, we literally bend our knees. The word bracha is also related to the word brecha, which is a natural pool of unending water. And the concept of brecha, that constant pool of water connected to bracha, is the message telling us that bracha is unending, it's constant. Hashem always gives us that which we need to move forward. He's always giving us bracha. So then why don't we feel it all the time? And the problem is not that God's not giving us the blessing. The problem is with us. We don't allow ourselves to receive the bracha that Hashem sends us. It's as if Hashem is sending us water and we don't put out a cup to collect it. And so the water falls all around us in the sand or the dirt and it dries out. It's consumed by the land. Because we look elsewhere. We want what others have. We want what others are, quote unquote, blessed with. And if we don't have what others have, then we don't feel blessed. For example, we may not have a high intellectual ability, but our hand-eye coordination may be very good, which may make us very good as a plumber, as an electrician, as someone who can work well with our hands. Or we could be a creative artist, and we could be a great painter or artist or singer. Or we could be very socially capable, even if we don't have this great intellectual acumen. But if we don't have what we think we need or what we think we want or what others tell us that we think we need and want, then we feel that we're not blessed. You remember that toy we had as a child and it had holes with various shapes and we had to put the shapes into the holes. So we had a circle and a square and a star and a triangle and we had to put the star into the star shape and the square into the square shape. And I remember as a young child, it was not always an easy activity to do. It was a lot of fun. But I remember trying to smush the square into the circle. It's got to fit. But it doesn't fit. And sometimes what we're doing is we're circles, and we're trying to fit the square, bracha, into our circle, and it's not working. And we're saying we're not receiving bracha, but really we're looking to the squares to fit into our circle, which they will never fit. And we're missing out on all the circles that Hashem is sending us, all the creative ability, all the ability to be socially so aware. And we're still focused on appreciating that which we want to have, and it's not coming into our place. When we bless Hashem, we're actually allowing Hashem to bless us. We're making ourselves into a vessel ready to move forward to do God's will. And when you do that, you will see Hashem sends you so much blessing. In the Parsha of Parshas Ekev, where it talks about the mitzvah of benching after you eat, v'achalta v'savata uveirachta. First you have to eat, you have to enjoy it, you have to be satisfied, and then you bless Hashem. The concept of blessing Hashem is recognizing that Hashem is giving me that which I need to move forward. And as we said before, it's not always easy to appreciate our bracha because sometimes society defines people who are blessed as a certain shape or with certain criteria. And when you have those criteria, you are blessed. So when we don't fit into that mold, we don't feel good about ourselves, and we don't realize that Hashem is giving us so much because we close ourselves up to the other bracha, the real bracha that Hashem's sending us. Now here come the Kohanim, or others who are going to bless us. So what does it mean that the Kohanim or others bless us? So as we said before, it could be a tefillah, that they're asking Hashem to give us blessing, and how wonderful we must feel when someone else is including us in their tefillah. But the Alshich in Parshas Noso explains the following. I think this is very important to understand bracha. He says that when the Kohen blesses us, or when one blesses another person, it's more than just a tefillah. But what the person is doing is making the receiver, the one who is blessed, feel good about who he or she is. And if you feel proud of yourself, if you feel good about who you are as a unique individual, you will feel the blessing in your life. It's like you go to a Rebbetzin or a Rav and you get that blessing from them and you leave feeling so empowered, like you can fly out of that room. Where does that come from? They make you feel good about who you are. And when you feel good about who you are, you open yourself up to so much blessing. And the more you feel blessed, the more you acknowledge your blessing, you open yourself to more and more and more blessing. Hence, if you bless Hashem, if you allow yourself to receive all the good, all that Hashem is giving you to become the best you can be, your blessing will be infinite. Hashem will continue to give and give and give. If you close yourself up, the blessing just doesn't go in. So hence, if you bless Hashem, Hashem will bless you in return. So let's go back and we'll see this in the Psukim. Pasuk Aleph begins with Baruch Hu Es Hashem. It's our directive to bless Hashem, or we tell the Kohanim, and the Kohanim tell us, bless Hashem, you pious people. And then Pasuk Beis, Su'u Yedechem Kodesh, lift up your hands in holiness. Bless each other, or we say specifically to the Kohanim, lift up your hands and bless God, meaning bless us through God. And then lastly, Pasuk Gimel, Yivarechacha Hashem Mitzion, and then Hashem will shower us with so much blessing. And we start that cycle of blessing again, appreciating what we have, appreciating the uniqueness of others so that they can appreciate what they have, and then Hashem will be able to fill up the kli, the vessel that you are. So in closing this mizmar, this last final song, it's really very connected to the song beforehand of 133, Kuf Lamed Gimel, Sheves Achim Gam Yachad. When brothers are together, and Gam Yachad, and they appreciate the uniqueness in each other, they are able to feel the blessing of Hashem in a more profound way because everybody helps each other appreciate the bracha. And so the climax of spiritual growth is the realization that Hashem is constantly giving you more and more blessing, so that you will have the strength that will empower you to move forward. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bas Chaim Leib.